Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Off the left iron and out. 4-point lead for Buffalo. Left wing. Jenkins can't get a shot up. Buffalo has won the 2025 postseason WNIT Championship. Becky Burke, bring out the scissors. Buffalo is cutting down a net in April. The UB Bulls defeat Troy 88-84 in the championship game in front of a record crowd sellout at Alumni Arena.
Jack Cruiser there on the call. The final few seconds of the game on Saturday. UB women do win the WNIT postseason championship. Heard it there. Record-breaking crowd, just over 5,600 people packed into Alumni Arena. It looked amazing the entire time. Another grinded-out comeback performance from just a great group. A great group.
Seriously, it never a doubt, right?
Never a doubt.
This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Zach Jones. And with us on the West Her Hotline, fresh off of a win and a championship in the women's NIT, is Coach Becky Burke. Coach, it's great to talk with you again. And the ladies seem to have a flair for the dramatic in this NIT run.
Oh my gosh, they seem to have a flair for the dramatic all season, right? It's pretty wild, but what other way to go out than the way that we've done it all year, right?
Exactly. Congratulations, right. By the way. That was the first
Thank
thing
you.
I should have said, but I had that one cooking in my brain since I heard the final call on Saturday. So I apologize for not saying congratulations first.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Has this win kind of settled now? I mean, it was Saturday night. Have you guys been able to celebrate and really soak up not only the WNIT championship, but also a record-setting year overall, 30 wins this year for the program to a sold-out crowd? It's an unbelievable weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it was, you know, you just wake up yesterday and even today still just pinching yourself a little bit. Just, you know, we really pulled that off, not just the WNIT championship, but in our community and our university, just what we did, selling out Alumni Arena and, you know, 2 hours before the tip, fans lined up, you know, down the sidewalk. I mean, it was just an incredible thing for women's basketball, an incredible thing for our program, our team, and this university. So to put it all together and cap it off with a win is really special to look back and realize what we just did and, you know, what we've built here in 3 short years. So super thankful and just full of gratitude and just really, really excited for our group.
You mentioned the team, and our last few visits, we haven't, you know, been able to totally dive into some of the players. But one woman I do want to give kind of her flowers to, Chella Watson wins the WNIT MVP. She's been one of your best players all year. I saw you two kind of having a back and forth on Twitter as well after this. What has she meant to this program and to you personally?
Oh, just everything, man. She's one of the best to ever do it. She's in that conversation with Sierra Dillard and De'Asia Fair and, you know, Steph Reed and all those guys that put their mark on this program in the time that they've been here. And so, you know, one of the most dynamic scorers we've seen here at Buffalo and in the country, really. So to see her go out with a championship is something that we've always talked about and something that we wanted to accomplish together. And, you know, she's a really, really important person in my life and will continue to be moving forward. But just to see her grow these last 5 years and a number of different stops together has just been incredible. So rewarding. And, you know, it's why we do it. It's why I'm in this profession, to see people like Chella Watson do what she just did on the court and then see what she's about to go do in her life off of the court as well. So I'm so proud. That's probably an understatement, but she deserves it. She's earned it. She's one of the best to ever wear a Buffalo uniform. That's for sure.
Coach, when it comes to other players on this roster, I spoke with Jack Cruiser before the game on Saturday as well, and he wanted to make sure to give flowers for Nalani Cornfield and how she had been able to play her game throughout a season of resilience as well. 11 assists, 15 points in that final game as well, as someone that was able to step up as well for your team in this championship win.
Oh, she's really special. She's incredible and statistically has done a great job for us this year, but you know, she's defensively our best player. It's not even close. You know, she's facilitating like no other player I've seen, you know, this year in terms of just passing the basketball and getting people involved and just the pace we're able to play because she's on the floor. You know, the unsung hero, Kirsten, gets her flowers and Chella, and you know, Lonnie is doing a lot of the work behind the scenes and just in those categories a lot of people don't recognize. You know, we're a different team this year, and we won 30 basketball games in a WNIT championship because Lonnie was on our team, and I'm so proud of her, so thankful. Just her and I's relationship this year, I just, you know, one of those kids that's really changed my perspective on coaching and my perspective on, you know, just relationships with players just because of how I've gotten to know her this year. So she is one I will never forget.
UB Women's head basketball coach Becky Burke here on the Wester Hotline. Coach, Derek brought it up right at the start too. You guys seem to have a flair for the dramatic all year, but really this NIT, you know, run a couple games having to come back from lengthy deficits, including on Saturday being down, I think, 14 points the most, an overtime win. What was it about this group that has just been able to be resilient, never really get worried about being down multiple possessions and just kind of willing themselves to wins at times?
Yeah, I don't have the answer of like why that kept happening this year, but what I do know is that it shows tremendous amount of character, so shows a tremendous amount of resilience and grit, and you know, that's how our team is built, that's who we recruit here, and you know, you obviously don't want to be in those situations as much as we were, but our ability to find ourselves out of those situations is unlike any team I've ever coached. You know, we liked the adversity, we liked, you know, having to come from behind. We started to play a little bit better when we were in those situations versus playing with leads sometimes. So you know, I don't know how to exactly point my finger to it and figure out, you know, what was the reason was we kept, you know, putting ourselves in that position, but to see a team that time after time after time again could get themselves out of it and figure out a way to win just tells you what type of kids these were and what type of players they are. And you know, it's not easy to come back from double figures, you know, 10, 12 times this year and win, and that's double figures in the fourth quarter, you know, so they're special, they're unique, and I've never coached a group like them.
Coach, the last thing here from me, this one was just fascinating for me to find out, though, that you beat a team in the NIT championship that you also opened the entire season with. That's one of the more rare opportunities that you get to see in sports, is that you start your season against the same opponent and you beat them twice, one to open the year, but then the other to win an entire tournament.
Yeah, I don't know that there's ever been like a bookend, you know, type of situation like that before. And obviously being able to have two wins, one on the start and one on the finish, I think is really cool. Just kind of a poetic way to end our season and very unique. But yeah, I think that's pretty crazy. And we were two totally different teams, you know, 37 games later than we were the first time we played. So it was definitely a fun little unique challenge that I think both of us embraced, both parties, and thankful we were on the right side of it.
That was my thing, too, is like because of how much distance was between the two games, like how much film could you really watch from that first game and be like, all right, we're learning the same thing here. As you mentioned, Coach, two entirely different teams. Last thing for me here, don't want to take up too much of your morning. Have you been able to daydream yet about raising that banner opening night next year?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I've been daydreaming about that before we even won the thing,
right.
You know,
yep.
And that's been a plan, is to continue to have banners here in Alumni Arena and continue to, you know, make sure that this program stays extremely competitive and makes the city proud and, you know, stays on the platform it deserves to be on at this mid-major level. And I think we've done that, and I'm super, super excited to move forward and maintain the success and build off of it. You know, it's you know, something that's going to be extremely attractive to players that want to come play here at Buffalo to see what we just did this season.
Coach, congratulations on a historic season, 30 wins, the WNIT championship. I've enjoyed our conversations immensely throughout the year. You deserve it. Have a wonderful offseason. Hope we can talk again soon here in a few months.
Thank you guys so much for your support. Means a ton. Appreciate you.
That was UB Women's head coach Becky Burke there on the West Her Hotline. I love that she brought up that last point, too, of just you get to raise that banner, have that trophy. It is something to get recruits there, especially
yes.
at the mid-major level. And it's been something I've sort of wrestled with the idea of, you know, predominantly Buffalo being mid-major basketball.
Yes.
St. Bonaventure, you could argue, is the higher end of mid-major in the A-10, but they're all mid-majors. You know, what would mean more? A one-and-done in the NCAA tournament? Or what the UB women's program just did, going 5-for-5 in the NIT, having a sold-out home crowd and raising an NIT championship.
And this is also a program that went and made a Sweet 16 run.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it to you before when we talked with Coach Becky Burke about this, of not many teams in basketball mm-hmm. get to end on a high note.
Yeah.
And now you have a university that has two teams within major sports that have gone out on a high note. The UB football team wins in the Bahama Bowl, which you also got to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's the Battle of the Bowls. It's like,
right?
It's like, where are we going? Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to the Bahamas.
And then,
suite.
Yeah, UB gets to go to the Bahamas for their bowl game, and they win it in convincing fashion. And now the UB women sell out their arena and get to hoist a championship banner that gets to hang in the rafters for all time.
Yeah, that's going to be something I'm going to want to check out.
And basketball,
because that's
teams,
so cool.
Basketball teams do not often have the opportunity to go out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Say a team surprisingly wins a conference tournament. Well, guess what? You're going to the dance. You're not making it long if you're a team that was a surprise to win your conference.
I mean, I even look at the 16 seeds, Alabama State. I mean, you win
yeah.
your conference tournament, that's awesome. But you kind of know you're going
you
to
know
be the fodder
going to
for a one seed.
You, like, more teams than not, it's not that you know what's going to happen. You're disappointed at what happens because you're a competitor. You don't care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The UB women get to say something that UConn does. We ended our season with a championship
and
a win.
And that's it. It's those two teams get to say that they are raising a championship and being done. And as Derek pointed out there, the women's college basketball season is actually over. UConn takes down South Carolina in a relatively uncompetitive game. UConn
yeah.
was dominating that for most of the time. My aunt and uncle are huge UConn fans, so I was texting them the entire time. Sadly, they had to go to a birthday party right before the game. And so they ended up eventually getting there, but like in the middle of the
yeah.
game, they're at a birthday party. 82-59, UConn dominates. Paige Beckers finishes one of the better college careers you can imagine, especially with her ups and downs, torn ACLs mm-hmm. and such. Wonderful player, likely going to go number one overall in the WNIT. Tonight.
WNBA.
Oh, thank you, WNBA. Tonight we'll wrap up the men after a very entertaining Final Four on the men's bracket. It will be Florida versus Houston. Florida taking down Auburn. Walter Clayton Jr. kind of developing into a Kemba Walker type story mm-hmm. with them winning the SEC championship, really off his back. A great team overall, now making this run here. And then Houston beating the team kind of no one thought they'd beat, including the last minute half of the game. If you did not watch it.
Oh, you mean Purdue?
Purdue. Duke absolutely botched the end of that game. Houston gets it home, and now I will tell you, I know there's some connections locally with Florida. I want to see Kelvin Sampson win a national championship, and I kind of just want to see Houston win a national championship in basketball so bad.
Purdue would have made it too, you know.
They're pretty good.
They are.
Braden Smith's pretty good. Purdue's become a pretty darn good basketball school, even though they have the 16-1.
Why'd Houston have to get in the way?
Houston, though, that game should be a lot of fun. Going to start around 8:50. I believe our, though, programming here is going to get you over to that at around 7 o'clock tonight. We'll see about that. But that game's going to get going at about 8:50 tonight because, of course, it is. Because every national championship in the world has to start at an ungodly hour for us East Coasters. Going to take a quick timeout here. We're going to go in a little bit early. We're going to reopen up the show, 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join in, as we're going to talk a lot about what this weekend was. We've got the draft coming up in about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. Alexander Ovechkin does get it done in one of, I think, a lot of people's favorite sports moments maybe ever. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. not leaving Toronto, and plenty more as well. We'll jump into that. If you want to join the conversation again, 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
Neutralized 13 in the last 14 shorthanded situations against them. Strome crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. The chasing days are done. Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
John Beninati on the call there. I was so happy I watched this live.
I'm so serious. I'm happy that Josh picked that call.
Yes.
Beninati, a voice you would hear on Versus.
Oh, Versus.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. You know Versus Hockey. And formerly on the Outdoor Living Network. As Josh is now just giggling over there.
The memories are flooding through him.
Yes. Because I remember the Brian Campbell hit.
Yep.
And that man made that call.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers looking to respond.
It was
before disaster.
But that moment was so perfect, wasn't it?
Yes.
It really was. To get to 8:95, it's on the power play. It's a quote-unquote important goal because they're down 2-0. And he just comes flying in, pretty much in his office, and it's an old-school wrist shot in, and then he does, like, the belly flop.
It was a perfect saucer pass, too, by Tom Wilson. It was just, like, everything perfect about it. He gets to catch it, lean into it, really flex the stick, and let it rip. It was perfect. I do think that how it all worked out was poetic. I said it on Saturday I'm glad that at least one of the two moments happened in front of Washington Capitals fans.
Agreed.
At home, which was tying it. That one was also not the cleanest entry. Mangiapane has to kick it to his stick, shovel it over to Carlson, who no-looks it over to Ovechkin, and it's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Knight knows it's coming, can't stop it anyway. And that was awesome that it happened in front of the fans. Thank you. Good. Now go get the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't care where, go get it. There was an opportunity to still do it again at home, but I will say the big thing there was Ovechkin telling his coach, no, I don't want it to be an empty net goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more of maybe he knows how it would look in the history books. Maybe he knows that the context wouldn't be added. Because Ryan Leonard scores an empty net goal to make it 5-3 against Chicago back on Friday night. And I'm watching with a couple people, and they are just like, oh, come on, why are we not giving Ovi a chance there? First of all, Ovechkin then followed up the second empty net goal with two quality chances from the slot, so that didn't stop him.
Right.
But, yeah, he played like the last minute 39 of that game after that empty net goal happened. So, as a matter of fact, I think Ryan Leonard did them a favor.
Yeah.
Because now Ovechkin, you get to sit out there for a minute 30. Have fun. Go nuts. Puts on two quality shots there. And then Spencer Carberry tells reporters, yeah, no, Ovi doesn't want to be on for an empty net goal. And context is always important to me. Like, Ryan Leonard, the way he scores that empty net goal, that's a really good play. It's a hardworking play. And if that video was attached to every statistical thing, if Ovechkin scored it that way, of like he has to fight two players off, or like it's like how Alex Tuch scored an empty net goal against Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There's context there. It's a hard working, very well earned empty net goal. They're not all the same. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at it like that. And Ovechkin's not looking at it like that. Because people will not look at the context. Now, however, they see PPG next to the record breaker and go, oh, I know what happened here. And it wasn't exactly how his typical power play goals happen. Usually that's the slap shot from the spot.
Right.
Nope, it was a powerful, powerful snapper from the spot. Slightly north of the spot. Like, he didn't quite make it to the circle, but that's how much power he put into that flex.
What's the thing? That's why it's like, he's kind of coming into his office because he's flying in.
But again, you see him really flexing on that thing. Like, all right, this thing's going somewhere. I don't know where, but it's going there. And it went in the net.
Man, just I liked even, too, that it was like an early Sunday morning. Like, it was.
Yeah, it was a Sunday afternoon against the New York Islanders, which is Ovechkin's greatest accomplishment in all of hockey, is making everyone tune in to a New York Islanders hockey game in the regular season.
It's just, you know.
Good for him.
Funny enough, a lot
of. You made people watch the Islanders.
Yeah. But funny enough, a lot of, like, our generation, Ovechkin has sort of been some of the more heartwarming moments in the NHL. Like, Crosby won a cup relatively early.
Yes.
Gretzky wins a cup relatively early. It was Ovi's chase for a long time that got people engaged into the Capitals. Their constant playoff debacles and, you know, Pittsburgh getting the better of them, what have you. Ovechkin was always playing second fiddle. And then, of course, he gets his cup, and it's this great moment. And we all remember the summer of celebration, and we all laugh about it. We all enjoy it. And even this record, too, for a long time was perceived as untouchable. Ovechkin is considered the greatest modern goal scorer of all time, but he will not have the actual record. And then he kept scoring. And for me, too, it's even that point as well. This wasn't a season where he's 40 years old, 39 years old, and he put up 15 goals. And you're like, oh, we got there. He's at 42 right now.
I'll put you one further. It literally wasn't even last year where he only puts up 31.
Yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting that I have to say that in a sentence. He only put up 31 goals last year in a full year. 31 in 79 games. That is production that, like, you very rarely see from Ovechkin is less than a goal every other game.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last season on age 38 that we had seen heading into the year. So we're like, everyone here is thinking, okay, it's probably going to take two seasons. Because, like, he's obviously slowing down now.
Yeah. Well, that was the perception. Is like, we are going to get to, oh, does he have, like, maybe a 25-goal season?
And then he breaks his leg. And now we're like, okay, now it's definitely, like, he was on fire to start the year. Now it's definitely going to have to wait until next year. Nope, he comes back earlier than the timeline is predicting. And he still rifles off to 42 goals in 61 games.
Gets right back to work.
That is production that you've seen from him in his peak.
Just so much fun. It's so much fun to watch him play, the emotion he has. And I did find myself getting a little emotional. And it's weird. I'm not like this diehard Alexander Ovechkin fan. I'm not a closeted like Capitals fan or anything.
Right.
It's just that is something I maybe love in sports more than anything else. The long chase. You know, constantly being the Wile E. Coyote and never the road. I love that stuff when it finally comes due, when you finally have your moment. Like, if we're looking in football, I'll never have that with Patrick Mahomes. I will never sit here in 10 years going, oh, man, he finally got one. He got one early. I already know for a fact I will probably tear up when the Bills make the Super Bowl. If they win it, I'm balling. I know who I am as a person. I'll probably get emotional if Lamar Jackson wins a Super Bowl in 10 years.
Yeah.
If he has not won one up to this point, because I love, love, love those chases.
You're a Drew Brees kind of guy.
Drew Brees. Yeah, like those moments in 09 of like the Saints finally doing something, him having that moment after Hurricane Katrina. For me, though, it's more, I wish I was older when Manning won his first
Super
Bowl. When Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl. I wish I was a little older. I was like 8 when that happened. I have no recollection really of that Super Bowl. I wish though I was like 15, 16, because that would be something that I would fall in love with.
Right.
Like now it was the Eagles winning after years of being bad and having moments and not getting there. And now it really will be Buffalo winning a Super Bowl with Josh Allen specifically. Baltimore, not so much. Lamar though, yes.
Yes.
It's these guys now going on these treks to get it done, to finally silence the critics. One personally for me as well that's there is Mike Trout.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, baseball, we've got Guerrero he's now the third highest, you know, total value contract in MLB. He's moved Trout down to four, which is fine. But the Angels are having a pretty darn solid start to the year. They've won three straight series. They're 6-3. Trout has homered or did homer in three straight games. He seems to be healthy.
Zach.
No, but
it's a trap.
But I'm more saying in the sense too of like if they really went on a run, if all of a sudden they were good this year,
it would probably make you emotional just to see Mike Trout make the playoffs for the first time.
100%. Oh my gosh, absolutely. And it's stuff like this with Ovechkin where Washington kept making the playoffs. They were winning President's Trophies. They were not a bad team. He didn't go through like 10 years of crap. They've been good forever.
The thing was they had some down years.
Yeah, they did have some down years.
They've had years where they've missed the playoffs.
But I will tell you, I'm sitting here now, and even like ESPN showing this too, in they did it in the same amount of games, Ovechkin and Gretzky. The same amount of games.
Yeah, it was the same amount of games, and Ovechkin just has one more goal.
One more goal. I mean, that is perfection. I will tell you now, though, I want to see the Capitals win a cup. I want to see it this year.
If we thought the summer of Ovi was crazy, this would be even crazier.
I know the analytics don't totally love the Capitals. They seem to be kind of a paper tiger. I don't care. I would love to see one more for him to kind of have the storybook ending
I've got
two cups, I've got this goal record, and 10 years ago, not even, 5-6 years ago, it was tough to think how his career would end outside of just, well, he's got a lot of goals.
It would be too storybook, I think.
Disney
would look at that and go, that's too scripted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
But what are we, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? No one thought he'd get this record.
Yeah.
Now the way he's going too, let's get to 900.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Let's get to 1,000.
Slow your roll. I don't think Ovechkin has enough willingness to stay in the NHL to do that. He's at.
If the Capitals are competitive, though,
ready? If he doesn't win a cup, all bets are on the table. But if he wins a cup,
oh, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's going back to Russia. He's going back to the KHL.
Super Dunyans.
Yeah.
And ready? I still think he might.
Yeah, you're still there on that.
I'm still thinking that he might. Like, he did it. This is it. And now this cup run is, this is it. Go get it for him.
Yeah, and that was the thing, too, is and why we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago when it was maybe up in the air if he would get it by the end of the regular season. You know, my mention, too, is I think they're going to force it because how much and they kind of did, but also Ovi was just on fire. I mean, he was scoring on a pop that was absurd. I think it also got to a point, too, of we're so comfortable in the playoff race, that would be such a downer if he didn't get it. I actively think it would have hurt their season. Where now, I agree with you, where now it is this feeling of, he's got it, let's go win this thing.
Let's go win this thing because he's done.
He's done, he's got it, we're cooking, let's go.
Now, ready? It's funny how you say the forcing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin only has 225 shots this year. Only. Yes, he missed time with a broken leg. This is the thing that makes the record-breaking season so much more interesting to me. Ovechkin's shooting at a career-high 18.7%.
Mm.
He is a career 13% shooter, which is typically where you want your league average hanging around.
Yeah.
18.7. So he's been most efficient at age 39.
Just unreal.
Numbers
just unreal.
Are fun.
Just unreal.
That was the thing to me that I was looking at it on Saturday of like, oh my God, it's not even close. It is his best shooting percentage as a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better than like anything except for like age 14, where he's just cooking kids his age. We won't have those statistics, but I still digress. Mm-hmm. It is the fact that he's hitting a career best in shot percentage to get to 42 at age 39. So it's not even like they're forcing it and like he's leading the league in shots again like he typically does. Ovechkin hasn't led the league in shots since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting more efficient in his later years, and that is something stupendous.
I do want to bring this up, and I saw it yesterday on Twitter, and I think it's spot on. And we talk about it a little bit here and there. How much we build up records and performances in sports like baseball, the NHL, the NFL. We had a record similar to goals get broken in a different sport this year. Points.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James became the NBA's all-time leading point scorer. Where was any of this fanfare for a guy who's a similar age and also performing surprisingly at a similar pop? I think when we talk about issues the NBA has, I think it's got to start right there. Enough with the over-criticizing of your current players. Ovechkin is 39. He's scored now, 42 goals this year?
Yes.
And all the NHL can do is praise that. I think correctly. MLB. All the MLB can do is tell you how cool Shohei Ohtani is.
Yes.
How amazing he is.
How awesome it is to watch Aaron Judge rake.
Yep. We are going to actively ruin college football games to get you to an Aaron Judge at bat because he's record chasing. And I say that pejoratively and somewhat jokingly, but I mean that. And I think ESPN was doing that for basketball. But man, did it ever feel like anyone not only cared, did it feel like anyone like wanted it to happen? I think it felt like the entire sports world wanted Ovi to pass Gretzky.
And I think it has to do with two things. The personalities of the players.
Sure, right.
And I think that, so LeBron James got his record through three different franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So the paths they take does matter here a little bit. There are two fan bases effectively scorned by him, including his hometown. Ovechkin.
Yeah, they got a championship. They're fine.
Yes, but like Alex Ovechkin, though, dogmatically.
Yeah.
Almost to a point. said, I'm doing it with this team and this team only. The team that drafted me, I don't care through thick and thin.
I will be here.
I will be here because you've been here for me. And so I think that plays something into it. And the other portion is their hype coming into the National Hockey League. Alex Ovechkin, when the lockout ended, Alex Ovechkin was not the most hyped player coming into his sport.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Ovechkin could have been, if not for that lockout. But his rookie season
gets delayed
by an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James was seen as, this is going to be an ultimate culmination of his career. He is that good. He is the next MJ.
Mm-hmm.
At a different position, but he's still going to do it.
Yeah, in terms of all-time greats.
Everyone knew it the minute he stepped on the court. So it almost seemed like it was an eventuality and a culmination. Whereas with Ovechkin, he scores 52 in his first season and he's on fire. But eventually it fades. There are three seasons in a row where he only gets to the 30-goal threshold and falls short of 40.
I love the only.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm emphasizing this just so that we can point out how unreal it is. And that's where it fizzles a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, we're still not even talking about it because Gretzky's records are on such another parallel that we don't even know what to do with them. Even these last 2 years where we're thinking he's got to play until he's like 40, 41 to get there. And it's, again, because he only scores 31 last year. Only. It's disgusting how I have to say it like this mm-hmm. and frame it like this. But he's probably, like, we know he could do it. It's just going to be, how long does he want to stick around in the NHL? Does he want to go home?
Mm-hmm.
I think he, and everyone's like, he's going to stick it out if it's within reach. Like, next year, he would have been here.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't have it. Now, he's got it. And did it in a pace where it was so frantic. And the last thing is this. Hype. What was one of the things that we talked about earlier on in the year here with the Extra Point Show? Four Nations Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey is more popular right now than on a national scope.
Yeah, they're hitting on
than
all
it
cylinders.
Has been in a long time. And the NBA at that same point in time struggled with the NBA All-Star Game because of someone like this, like LeBron, who does not like to participate within it.
I was going to say, you even see the All-Star Game. Number one, he's killed the dunk contest because he never wanted to participate in it ever in his career.
He never takes part in it.
And then this year, kind of infamously now, takes up a spot on the All-Star team and then doesn't play.
Yeah. So, there is something to that. Like, star players missing All-Star games, we've seen that all throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And Ovechkin's not even a part of the Four Nations tournament.
No.
And we all think to ourselves, well, yeah, what if Russia wasn't being jerks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we get to see Ovechkin out there in this tournament.
Playing at the level he's playing right now.
Playing at the level he's playing at right now. And everyone, like, could you imagine he's on this record chase and you're like, oh my God, please don't let him get hurt here.
We were feeling that way about the Canadian and U.S. players.
So ready?
Just random teams, yeah.
Now Ovechkin gets to go to the Olympics. I don't know if Russia will be able to participate as a country itself, but we've had the athletes of Russia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now,
if he
wants to be in part of Olympic play through one way or another, if Russia is able to do so, he can just do it without any remorse.
I find it so curious how radically different. I think three of the four sports talk about themselves. Because even it's not just LeBron, Nikola Jokic, and his personality sometimes rubs me the wrong way. I think I wish he showed more passion, but that's neither here nor there. He is one of the greatest players ever.
I feel like it is his personality to be like, yeah, no, this is just a game.
It should, but I think it was like Marcus Morris or someone like that was like, he's not a top 15 player of all time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes, he is. What is this fascination with this sport of bringing everyone down? Only building up a certain era. Everyone else is garbage.
I think it is an ego thing at that point.
Like having to hear that Steph Curry would have just gotten beaten to hell. When I'm like, okay, were the Detroit Pistons dirty or not? Because the way half of you talk about this sport, it was actually how everyone should have been playing. And we're only upset because our teams didn't do it.
Yes.
And that's my thing is I appreciate how the NFL, MLB, and the NHL want to build up their current stars. They want to do the torch passing
aspect of the sport where the NBA seems unwilling at all to do it. And I think it's hurt the game overall to the point now where we have one legitimate NBA superstar that's American born. And I'm saying that mainly based off a playoff run last year. I can't say that Anthony Edwards is still a superstar.
Yep.
Not when I've got guys like, you know, Giannis, Nikola Jokic still being amazing, Luka Doncic, that trade being the trade that kind of flipped the script for the NBA season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I believe, is also American, so he could enter that with Oklahoma City. But even then, the sport refuses to talk about the Oklahoma City, who are on a historic pace win-wise, until about 15 minutes ago, because they're not Boston and they're not the Lakers.
And Charles Barkley infamously called that out. A little
yes.
bit ago.
Yes, he did.
And I did love when I heard that because Charles Barkley saying, why don't we talk about what? Like, and he says it without saying ESPN, which is the funniest part about it. He goes, we're going to be working with those yeah, guys yeah. soon enough in a very sarcastic manner. But Barkley effectively calls out Kendrick Perkins in particular and says, why are we not talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder? Why are we not talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers?
The two teams who have been number one in their respective conferences basically from the word go,
yes.
by the way.
And that is, I don't know what, like, NBA coverage has become this point of, if you're not the Lakers or Boston, you're dead to me. I remember how much it was like, how disappointing it was that we had the matchup. It was, who was it, Milwaukee and Phoenix?
From a few years ago, yes.
From a few years
when
ago.
Giannis got his
title.
Oh,
my God, ESPN was so pissed.
Which, yeah, and that's maybe, again, I the older I get, the more I realize I'm a different kind of fan. That was from a few years ago, the Final Four in college basketball, when it was San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, Miami, and UConn. I was pumped.
Yes.
And the ratings sucked. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure the ratings for Phoenix-Milwaukee
were
kind of the same thing where they weren't that good.
But the thing was there was major talking heads saying, I'm upset that LA is not in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset that it's not Boston and LA. And it's like, can we stop? I don't see anyone complaining that the Montreal Canadiens aren't a favorite to make the freaking Stanley Cup.
And I think that's a big part of it. The other sports are not completely clear, but baseball, I think, does have a love affair with the Yankees and Dodgers. And rightfully so. They are the best teams
They're
in
not.
Baseball.
Salary cap yeah. also has a love affair with the Yankees
yes.
and Dodgers.
They're two of the best teams year in and year out. Don't get me wrong. But it does seem like basketball, more than any other sport in America,
wants it to be those teams.
Those two teams. Maybe the Knicks.
Yes.
Golden State earned their way in.
Yep.
And then whoever LeBron's playing for.
And that's
kind of about it.
And that's where we come back to the main crux of the whole thing. How loud was the celebration for LeBron James
mm-hmm.
nationally? It was, okay, he did it.
Moving on.
Whereas even this, with Ovechkin, it is, oh my God, one of Gretzky's records actually falls. The other two? Nah, those are
not
safe.
A shot.
Those are safe. You're not hitting his assists, therefore you are not hitting his points. You're just not doing
mm-hmm.
it. Not with how goalies were flopping around all the time in the ice back in the day. No way.
Love it. Miss those
There
days.
Was no technique. They were doing what I would do. Scramble.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be able to relate to a pro player. But then again, I get it. If I saw Wayne Gretzky coming down the wing with one of his more talented wingers, and I'm just like,
I'm leaving the crease. I'm charging.
Not even leaving the crease. I'm just floundering, and we're going to see what happens. And that's what it was back in the early 80s.
I love those highlights so much.
Oh, my God. It's so great to see them diving along the ice, and I'm like, that's me.
They're just trying their best, man.
I guess.
It's the ultimate just trying their best.
It's an effort thing, and you know what? All credit to those goalies out there. And I think here's the other part with Ovechkin. There's more aspects that he gets to walk away with all time. Power play goals, he's the king.
Yep.
And I don't think anyone's ever going to say it otherwise. Like, oh, it's the Ovechkin spot. Tage's power play goals. Oh, it's the Ovechkin spot.
Yep.
Game-winning goals. Well, you score the most goals, there's a good chance that some of them are going to have meaning.
Wait, not all of them are going to be eh.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He does have that. It's 136. And the record tire was a game winner against
mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That put them up 4-3. And, of course, shots on goal, because nobody took more shots than Alex Ovechkin in their first 6 years.
Love it.
That man just peppered it.
803-0550, the number to call. Busy sports weekend, and we've got a Masters this week, the draft coming up in just over 2 weeks. Also, do want to mention some stuff with baseball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. does get his long-term extension with the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll talk about that here after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR. Quick segment here. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Been mentioning that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. did get his long-term extension with the Toronto Blue Jays just a few weeks ago. It felt like that ship had sailed, that this was going to be his last year, and then he would be a very sought-after free agent in Major League Baseball. I know, as an Angels fan needing a potential first baseman and knowing that his dad had played with the Angels and won an MVP there, I'd have been all for it. That did not happen. He does sign a 14-year, $500 million extension with the Toronto Blue Jays, thus becoming the third highest total in total value in MLB contracts ever. Derek, have you ever looked at these contracts?
No.
That's fine. That's okay.
That's fine.
Because it's like four teams for 10 players. So you start at the top, Juan Soto this past offseason, the Mets, 15 years, $765 million. That feels fake.
That feels fake. It's actually Monopoly money.
Right. Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers, 10 years, $700 million. I think we've all kind of heard the story of that contract, which is going to be, it's going to spaced over like 30 years. It's going to be absurd. Guerrero, we just mentioned. Mike Trout has been at his spot for a very long time.
Right.
His extension with the Angels, 12 years, $426.5 million. The Dodgers come back with Mookie Betts, 12 years, 365. Judge with the Yankees, 9 years, 360. Manny Machado, the Padres make their entry here, 11 years, 350. Lindor with the Mets, 10 years, 341. Tatis back with the Padres, 14 years, 340. And then Bryce Harper with the Phillies, 13 years, 330. That is a monopoly on like the highest paid contracts. I will tell you.
Yeah, no other sports touching that.
But I do enjoy looking at the Padres. I don't know. The Padres, for me, were like never that team that did that. And then all of a sudden, they're like, we're going to do it.
I really do wonder where all this money comes from to spend on players.
Don't ask me, man.
Like, I don't, like, and then the brain rot within me goes, there's money in the banana stand. There's always money in the banana stand. And I'm just like, shut up. Because I don't know where this money comes from.
Yeah.
To be able to hand to these players over time. Like, yeah, you're spacing it out over time, but they're giving you that, but they're giving you what?
Yeah. It's a lot of money out there. And then, of course, the Padres did give out another extension this past week and stuff like that. There's a lot of money flying around. But, I look at most of these players and I'm like, I get it. Makes sense to me. I get it.
Sure. Makes sense. No, it doesn't make sense to me. None of this does.
Oh, well, in terms of the top 10. I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
The dollars still will never make sense.
No, but if you like get out the dollars and you're like, here, this is top 10, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, the players being given the most money, yes, that top 10, yes. That kind of money, not sure where they get it from.
Yeah, not sure.
Especially because I know that all ballparks do not sell out on a consistent basis.
Especially nowadays?
Yeah.
And during this time
of year? Where is that money coming from?
Yeah, during this time of year especially.
Where is it coming from? I don't know.
Just wild.
Help me.
By the way, looking at the very early standings for the MLB, the Yankees lead the AL East at 6-3, and then the Toronto Blue Jays are in third, 5-5 record for them, -6 run differential.
Yeah, I refuse to believe.
You refuse to believe?
Yeah.
Guerrero, average 256. Has not hit a home run yet, though, this year.
What's it with the Sabres are a main rooting interest that also stink, but you know what's with my other typical rooting interests not doing what I want them to do?
I was molded by it, man. I was born in
Angels,
it.
Yeah.
Angels, Texas for a long time.
Yeah, you're at least used to it.
Sabres, Bills for most of my life.
I should be. I like the Jays in baseball, and I like Purdue in college.
Yeah.
Who had more tournament wins than football wins.
That's so good. 803-0550, the number two call. Do want to get onto the NFL draft. playing around with a little bit of draft simulator earlier this morning. Want to jump back into that. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.